AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt Hunter. Some housekeeping here, just really quick. I'm going to be taking a few days off. I'll be back on Thursday. You guys and the Alan Miller Experience is going to be filling in one day, right?
Yep, me Monday, Brett Tuesday, Alan Miller Wednesday for
beautiful.
Your show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Martin Luther King Day. Have a wonderful Martin Luther King Day and actually educate. If there ever was a time that we need to educate our kids about what Martin Luther King Jr. did, we'll get to that here in just a second. But have a wonderful holiday there. And like I said, I'll be talking to you guys on Thursday. It is a little wintry here. It's really interesting, Hunter. I drove here. I live in the palatial metroplex of Hopkins.
Mm.
And there really wasn't that much. There wasn't any snow there in Hopkins. I mean, they're like dusting a flake or two. But you got down here towards Eden Prairie, and it looks like you guys have been getting a little bit more down this way.
And I have to go further south.
Where are you going down to?
Chaska.
You're doomed, man. Just pack it in. Is it Hurricane Harold or Winter Storm Harold or Howard? What is it?
Hurricane Hunter.
No, it's not Hunter.
I'm coming down there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Harper. It's Harper. Okay. Harper is the winter storm. One thing I love about living in Minnesota is that we get so cold in the winter here that winter storms actually go south of us. Have a nice time. See you in a little bit. Come on back when you rain. So it's if you are heading south, now not, you know, Chaska, obviously, Shakopee, Lakeville, they're going to get a little snow down there. Nothing like they're getting south, southern part of the state. If you are heading anywhere for this weekend, you're going to be doing any driving, find out what you're driving into. This storm is going all the way over to the East Coast. It's going to get real nasty in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and that in New England. But mainly here in the cities, it's going to miss us for the most part. I mean, they're saying maybe an inch in the southern part of the metro, maybe an inch. But it doesn't take long to get further south. You're going to get, I mean, they're going to get hammered down in Iowa. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, at least they have all those trees to keep them. Oh, never mind. They have delicious pork chops. You seriously can't mess with the pork chop. And when it's in season, the corn down there, mwah, magnifique. But now it's going to be a little nasty out there. Be careful as you're driving around and have a nice, if you do have an extended weekend this weekend with MLK weekend, you have a good time. 952-946-6205. Have you been slapped yet today, Hunter?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, we know what we're doing during the commercial break. God, I didn't like how you said that. Okay. Woohoo! Yeah! All righty. Watch out, St. Paul. A man is driving around, pulling over his car in order to approach and assault random strangers. At least five people have been victimized since December 12th, at which point the man was driving a gray Toyota Tacoma. Lately, he's been seen in a blue or light gray Suburban Outback. With stolen plates. Victims have been slapped in the face, hit with a wrench. What is this, Home Alone? Dear God. Hit with a wrench and had Gatorade bottles thrown at them, according to St. Paul Police Spokesman Steve Linders, who concedes this is a new one for the cops. You can tell. It's always, I love St. Paul. Whenever there's a story about St. Paul, it's a new one for the cops over here. Hey. We love you, St. Paul. It is a new one for the cops. we have some road rage incidents from time to time, Linder says, and we have fights that break out and assaults that occur, but we've never had a person driving around randomly throwing things and slapping people. We've never encountered that in my time. No one's been seriously injured by this man, but that doesn't mean he's not in danger in the community since posting a story of the St. Paul slapper. God, the St. Paul slapper. To social media a couple days ago, Linders isn't aware of any solid tips, which is curious as the man has a distinct look, a blue teardrop tattoo under his left eye. Okay, you've got a face tattoo and you're doing this? You know what's going to solve this problem? He's going to get the wrong guy. You know, let's go get the old Asian guy coming out of the karate studio. Yeah, good thinking. Good thinking. Go get that guy. Yeah. You know, when you pick up your spleen afterwards because he's going to take you to town. Oh, my God. Seriously, that's what's going to happen is these guys are going to find the wrong guy or they're not going to see some guy in the street and he's going to go up and try to slap a woman and some, you know, 7-foot-tall behemoth is going to plant you in ground, you know. pretty teardrop tattoo. Let's make it real. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. And so if you're this guy, you know, stop it. First of all, the St. Paul slapper, you are going to, you're like, it's like the wet bandits. Speaking of Home Alone, it's like the wet bandits. You're going to be known as the St. Paul slapper. When they arrest you and put you in jail, you're going to be having to say, why are you in here? I'm the St. Paul slapper. You're thinking, what was that again? I'm the St. Paul slapper. Slappy? You're Slappy? Seriously, you will, that would, stop it now. Return the license plates to where they came from and stop slapping people, you knucklehead. He's got a blue teardrop tattoo under his left eye. He's white, in his 30s, heavy set, above 200 pounds, wears a ski mask, but he does his crimes. He's also damaged vehicles during his rampage. Linder says he is hardly the crime of the century, but this man's erratic and violent behavior cannot be allowed to continue. This guy's got some serious problems. I don't think we can disagree with that. I mean, this guy's got some... You're doing this. You know, it's... Okay, you're not mooning people from the car. I mean, that's... Okay, Pranksterville. All right. The St. Paul Mooner is coming by, you know. By the way, no ideas for you this weekend. It's going to be cold out there. I don't want you getting frostbite. But the St. Paul... The St. Paul Mooner is practical jokester. This guy... what was with the wrench? I mean, that's... That's serious assault yeah. At this point. He's going to jail. If this guy, they catch this guy, they're going to go to jail. Man, erratic, violent behavior can be allowed to continue. You can't just drive around St. Paul throwing things and slapping people and hitting them with wrenches, Linder says. It's a weird situation. Clearly something's going on with this man's mentality. And Linder says St. Paul's police could help both the assailant and the community by getting him off the streets. And important we find out what's going on, Linder says. He might need help, and that's something we could help arrange with our mental health unit. Of course, seriously, that's a good idea. Let's get this guy some aid after he serves his time. Of course, we also want him to hold accountable for his actions. Anyone who sees a man matching the description. You know a guy with a blue teardrop tattoo? Just do me a favor. Call the St. Paul police and just have him basically give his alibi. I mean, how many people could have a blue teardrop tattoo? I mean, you know, how many Cabana boys from Acapulco do we have in this town? I'm sorry. I had to do it. Oh, yeah. Real masculine tattoo you got there. Teardrop. So how many blue teardrop tattoos do you think there are?
Well, it means you've been to prison.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so there's several.
What's okay? It's a thing. Oh, okay. Sorry. Let me back up here.
Well, sorry. Actually, there's two. I think it depends on which side of your face it is. One means you killed a person, I think.
Well, what's the spider web on the elbow?
I don't know what that
means. Okay.
That just looks cool.
Okay, sorry to the people in prison that have the blue eye teardrop eye. I am sorry. I didn't realize that really is an attractive tattoo. My bad. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm a fool. Don't slap me. If you know who this is, call someone. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to find the guy. He's what, you know, around, he's white, 30s, heavy set, 200 pounds, and he's going to be going to jail as the St. Paul slapper. If that's not enough to scare you straight right now, I don't know what is. Anyway, watch out for that guy, 952-946-6205. One final note about the story we've talked about the last 2 days, we talked about this case down in Jordan. Now, I wrote about it on the Progressive Citizen X blog. You can go read there. The links are on Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show. You can also find it over at the Twitter feed as well. You can find a link to that. And the thing here that I want to put out here is that when you have these people, you know, pulling out the Trump flag at a high school basketball game, which once again was odd. And by the way, the school has come out and said, no, they actually do have a policy that political signs are not allowed at this game. So why they weren't, the flag wasn't taken away, I'm not sure. But we talked about the fact that there is this one parent, Bridget Kahn is her name. Basically, she was this parent down in Jordan who basically said, all the African Americans who are upset by this, you're wrong. That's your fool. And then the other issue is that she came back and at the end, and from the appearance of the Star Tribune, or excuse me, the Star Tribune article, and I went back and reread it today, it appears that she just on her own shares, oh, and by the way, Minneapolis Roosevelt was not out during the national anthem. They stayed in their locker room. And we kind of talked a little bit yesterday, we went down the rabbit hole here, is that was the real reason the Trump flag was there that these people found out about the fact that Minneapolis Roosevelt, who has throughout the season to protest racial inequity and racial injustice in America, has been doing what the Minnesota State High School League has allowed, which is to stay in the locker room during the national anthem and come on out afterwards. And this is something Minneapolis Roosevelt's been doing. And Minneapolis Roosevelt apparently did call the Jordan school district and tell them, by the way, FYI, during the national anthem, our team will be in the locker room, not on the court. That is, that's the way they're doing it. They're allowing the kids to, you know, embrace their right to protest, but at the same time, they're as well, basically what they're saying is that we understand there are some people out here who are, you know, faint of heart. I call them snowflakes, who basically are like, how dare you? So they basically keep them from sight. So as we went through this rabbit hole, we kind of said, okay, is the reason why the Trump flag was there as some sort of racial counter-protest to the Minneapolis Roosevelt basketball team protesting the national anthem because of racial injustice? Because once again, a lot of Trump fans think that the people who are protesting this because they hate Trump. They're not protesting the national anthem because of Trump. They're protesting the national anthem because of racial inequities and racial injustice in America. And Trump has basically picked a fight with them to try to, you know, basically, you know, make it, you know, appeal to the racists that, see, I'm trying to take down these uppity black people. That's what Trump's trying to do. And so, and that's a legitimate question. We've asked that question. We're kind of, okay. Mm-hmm. But the more I keep thinking about it, I keep thinking that's exactly what happened, which then presents a very interesting question. If these parents, how did the parents down in Jordan know Minneapolis Roosevelt was going to be staying in the locker room? If this is the case, if the Trump flag came on out because they were counter-protesting Minneapolis Roosevelt staying in the locker room, how did the regular citizens of Jordan find out that Minneapolis Roosevelt was going to do this? Do you think the Minneapolis the Jordan newspaper had a big screaming headline? FYI, when Minneapolis Roosevelt's in town, they're not going to be standing for the national anthem? No, I doubt it. Do you think that there's a parent down there that is so aware of Minneapolis Roosevelt's practices that they basically knew this was going to happen? I think that's unlikely. So the question then comes, did someone from Jordan Public Schools contact right-wing parents in the district and said, you're not going to believe what these uppity Minneapolis Roosevelt kids are up to? You're not going to believe it? They're going after Trump. We'd better have some kind of counter-protest ready to go. Because if the school district in any capacity encouraged this or even informed the parents of the kids who were involved in this that this was going to happen, well, then we got a very different situation here. Then we have a potential of a racial counter-protest to Minneapolis Roosevelt being coordinated by the school district in some capacity. And before anyone says, well, Matt, just because one person in the district, are they employed by the district? Do they work for, I don't know, the school district itself or the athletic department? Did they call from a company phone? Well, guess what? Then the school district's involved. And if that's the case, well, people need to be fired. I mean, this is, you know, no, this is not mixing words. People need to be fired. Because if you have that, if you have a school district organizing and once again, just because you're stupid and you think that the kneeling during the national anthem is about Trump as opposed to what it really is about, which is, you know, making people aware of the racial injustice and you know, the racial, you know, tension in America. If you're too stupid to realize that's what it's really about, and you just think it's about Trump, that doesn't exclude, that doesn't excuse the racism. That just means you're ignorant and you're putting a racist counter protest out there. And so that is a legit question, which I'm going to be interested in if we ever find out about this, because like I said, my hypothesis is that's exactly what happened, that this was, that parents found out about that Minneapolis Roosevelt was going to be in the locker room during the national anthem, brought their Trump flags to basically say, we're proud of America. Well, you're not, even though what they're doing is actually quite American, right to protest. Funny story. Anyway, but if they found out about this, if the parents found out from someone in the Jordan school district, now some people need to be fired. Some people need to be fired. And so it'll be interesting to find out. If I'm the Minnesota State High School League, yeah, I think that's worth looking into. I think it's worth looking into, because even though it's a hypothesis, which was built upon, once again, Bridget Kahn, the parent down there, bringing up the fact that Minneapolis Roosevelt was in the locker room. No one else seems to have brought that up. She brought that up to clearly kind of in a way to vilify Minneapolis Roosevelt. If that this is the case, if this was the protest, well, then likely the parents found out from someone in the school district, and that needs to be punished. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. But wait, there's more. When we come on back, another racially insensitive moment from high schoolers in the state of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options, or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Stop and listen for a second. Do you hear that? It's peace, quiet, and tranquility. After a busy holiday season, that's what you'll experience at Big Bear Lodge just off the Gunflint Trail. There's always an abundance of snow and winter activities like ice fishing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and world-class cross-country skiing. Then cozy up in one of Big Bear Lodge's guest rooms or authentic woodsy cabins. Come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. With the road trips we took in December, we're glad we took them in our Toyota Sienna. Whether they're family, friends, or get-togethers, the Sienna was always the most comfortable way to drive. Plenty of room for all the stuff we needed to take with us, the safety and reliability you get with a Sienna, the extras which make road trips easy, and the room to stretch on out. Rudy Luther Toyota Siennas are the most fun, safe, and reliable vehicles we've ever driven. Test drive one yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The Blue Wave finally happened. Hey, it's Brett from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and I think it's time we have a repartee about all our hard work with the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. I'll be there along with my co-hosts Hunter and Doug, and so will Matt McNeil, Ellie Krug, and our headliner Tom Hartman, with more sure to be added. So let's celebrate the Blue Wave with the 2019 Blue State Ball. Again, that's Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Tickets at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
I have a bad feeling my hypothesis about why the Trump flag is there is absolutely correct. And I also have a real bad hypothesis that the The feeling that the hypothesis that the parents might have found out about it from someone within the athletic department or within the public school itself is also correct. Yikes. And it gets worse. An image depicting two Minnetonka High School students doing a Nazi salute and clutching a sign with references to Adolf Hitler was widely condemned as anti-Semitic. Really? Wow. As it spread across social media on Thursday night, prompting a note from the school and parents. Now, first of all, I want to make sure I give credit to the Star Tribune for actually printing Minnetonka High School in this and not the school district near Hopkins High School. All right. I'm just saying they have a tendency of basically trying to, you know, run cover, you know, in Minnetonka. And if they can in any way, shape or form, basically put it off on Hopkins, they do. This time they apparently couldn't. So nice going, Star Tribune. Yeah, call it what it is. Nicely done. Principal Jeff Erickson sent an email to students and staff denouncing the post, saying that with a deeply offensive message in no way aligns with their core values, do the right thing and represent us well. He did not outline what the message said, but assured parents that it had been removed. Data privacy laws prevent school administrators from identifying the students involved or in any disciplinary actions they may face. Please know that we will take this matter seriously and we're committed to ensuring a safe, positive environment for all students. Okay. Erickson said the photo, which was posted on a private Instagram, shows a teenage girl and a boy doing a Nazi salute as they clasp an apparent invitation to the school's annual Valentine's Day dance.
Eh?
Call the sweethearts. God. So let me get this right. You thought about the sweethearts dance, and the first person that came to mind was Adolf Hitler. Wow. Sweethearts would be a Hitler with you, and I could not see myself going with anybody else. Be mine, E-M-E-I-N, yes or nine. Is Rolf from Sound of Music, for God's sakes? The poster reads, the girl posted the photo with the caption, "Also, I would like to state I am not anti-Semitic in any way. I hate all races equally." Wow. Nice job raising little Ava Brown there. If the message was meant to be a joke, many weren't laughing. Such images both insult the memory of Hitler's victims as well as the heroic Minnesotans who fought to defeat Nazis. God forbid we actually acknowledge the fact there's plenty of Minnesotans who actually went out and fought the Nazis. Executive Director Steve, that was brought to Steve Hunes, Executive Director of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Minnesota and the Dakotas. We look forward to working in partnership with the Minnetonka School District to support their Jewish students and families in the face of such blatant anti-Semitism. Good, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The post comes less than 1 year after the JCRC organized a school assembly for students to hear from local Holocaust survivor Judith Meisel. On Thursday night, the advocacy organization offered to provide additional Holocaust education resources for the district. I know at least one or two kids in the district that definitely need a refresher course. Jewish groups have become alarmed about the lack of Holocaust knowledge among young adults. In a recent New York Times survey found that 2/3 of American millennials do not know that Auschwitz was. Our foundation of the school community is built on respect, kindness, and consideration for others. Our work with this area is ongoing and is one of the highest priorities. I was stationed within the Army. I was stationed in Nuremberg. And so I had gone to actually one of the concentration camps. And to say that it is an incredibly sobering experience to realize what was going on. And the reality is that they all knew. The Germans all knew. They just acted stupid. I mean, they knew that there was a military facility over here. They knew the Jews were all going into there. They knew they weren't coming on out of there. And they knew that there was not a lot of good things happening there. They knew. That's why when they freed these camps, the locals were marched in front of the victims. They saw what Germany had done, that they could no longer, they were going to do their most to make sure that no one ever was going to try to say that this did not happen. That is just bad parenting. And can I say this about the Jordan flag thing is not as serious as the Minnetonka story. And then, by the way, there's another story, this one in Indiana, whole bunch of students there putting the Nazi salute out. If you haven't told your kids that embracing the Nazis or Hitler or trying to make jokes or kind of do a Sieg Heil or anything like that is incredibly offensive, you suck at being a parent. For God's sakes, do not do, you can't, I didn't think my kid was going to be, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? How do you get a kid, and these are high school kids, how do you get a kid that doesn't seem to understand that joking about the Holocaust and Hitler and Nazis, that that's not a good idea, especially in something so crude as an invite to the Sweethearts dance? Ugh. And then the line from the girl, I would like to state I'm not anti-Semitic in any way. I hate all races equally. Wow, how would you feel if your kid went to Minnetonka with that kid, knowing there's a kid like that in that school? Holy cow. Wow. Wow. We are failing. And this is welcome to the age of Trump. This is Trump's true legacy. By welcoming the cockroaches that are the racists and bigots of this country out of the shadows and into the limelight, we have basically got this to deal with, this crap we've got to deal with again. But we will. And for God's sakes, you see one of these people at a McDonald's screaming about, at black people and yelling at black people. Or if you see people at a grocery store, at a gas station, or at a department store, and they're screaming at a minority group. If you see stuff like this, do not be quiet. The only way we will put these cockroaches back into the shadows is by basically shaming them there. They feel emboldened, and our quiet, us being quiet is not going to do any good. You have to shame these people. They feel as if they can come on out with their racism. Let's show them no, you sure as hell can't. For God's sakes. And have a conversation with your kids that stuff like this is not cool. And yeah, I have had a conversation with my kids and told them, there are certain things you don't joke about. There's certain things you don't say. And if their friends try to get you to do something like this, tell them, oh, the hell no. You avoid a society becoming a herd of lemmings by actually having individuals stand up and say, no, that's not right. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Gary, I promise I'll get you after the break. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
This is Paul Metza inviting you to a very special Wall of Power Radio Hour rebroadcast this weekend. Willie Murphy live in the studio with an acoustic guitar from 2015.
I am a ruthless wanderer, though I seldom leave.
I'm honored to rebroadcast the show with the late, great Willie Murphy. Conversation and live music with Willie on an acoustic guitar. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette. 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, this is Matt, owner of Green Home Doctors. Cold drafts in your home are a sign that your home is not properly insulated. Approximately 80% of the homes in our area are not sealed and insulated properly. A typical home has air leakage equal to a large open window. Green Home Doctors specializes in making your home comfortable, healthy, and energy efficient. Call today and take advantage of rebates from CenterPoint and Xcel Energy. To learn more about the savings, visit greenhomedr.com.
Who's your most trusted companion? Who's with you 24/7? What do you never leave home without? Your phone. But the screen is shattered. Don't panic. Bring it to Computer Revolution with cell phone repair. We have over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. We'll replace that screen and have it back same day. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair in Roseville at Highway 36 in Fairview. Or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones. Same day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, and I have no problem telling you, you know, if your kids are doing stuff like this, you're doing something wrong as parenting goes. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can raise parents. Most of them do not include, you know, your kids coming out basically making, you know, insensitive anti-Semitic jokes about Nazis and Hitler, for goodness sakes. Programming here brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the Week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club up on Moore Lake, Highway 65. Tonight they got Sinatra, the Andrew Wallish Big Band going to be there. Music of Amy Winehouse is tomorrow, honoring Martin Luther King. This is a concert with Robert Robinson. Great concert on Sunday. That should be a lot of fun. That's at 5 o'clock, all ages. Also, you got The Changes going to come. Wee Willie Walker remembers MLK on Monday. A great lineup of other artists all week long next week. If you're looking for great music, great food, a great time, go to Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. And a reminder, get those reservations for Valentine's Day. You want to get those now because they do book out. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, the EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, thank you very much for holding. Welcome on in.
Well, since you're talking about race, I want to be more explicit. The white working class was always loyal to the Party of Prosperity and FDR until Lyndon Johnson and civil rights. Johnson was the last Democrat to get the majority of the white vote. This is a white backlash we've had ever since, and against the civil rights law. The Southern race card went nationwide after that. These people feel us and them when it comes to non-whites, instead of the real us and them, the oligarchs, the gluttons of privilege that you call all the shots. It gets worse and worse.
Well, and Gary, once again, you know, he's right. I mean, they always said if you pass the Civil Rights Act, that, you know, the racist, you know, whites who used to vote Democrat in the South, the Dixiecrats, they all basically crossed the aisle because the Republicans said, come on in, we'll allow, we love your racism. We love that. And that's where they went. They lost him for a little bit, but in the 70s, after Nixon, I mean, that was a major embarrassment, but that's when the Republicans came back with the abortion issue. And that's kind of, they've been, you know, white Christian America, that has been their hotbed. The reality, though, is that I think things are starting to change, thank God. And you know, dear Lord, I think it's about damn time. Dick is in Minneapolis. He wanted to chime in today. Hi, Dick. Welcome on into the show. Thanks for holding.
Sure. I just wanted to support you and say I probably have more knowledge about such things than the typical American. For scientific reasons, I studied German, the German language, and as part of that, I went over to Germany. And when I was in Munich, I went through the Dachau concentration camp, and oh Lord, that's quite the experience.
Yes, it is.
In fact, it really upset one of the people that was on the tour group with me. It's kind of hard to take, but it needs to be done for educational purposes.
And when I was in the military, I took courses on history, and obviously one of the courses they offered was you know Germany through World War II. And when you were in Nuremberg, obviously with the beer hall pushed and all that stuff, the rise of Hitler in Munich and then through the Bavarian areas, it was very stark to go on out there and realize the damage that they've done. But reality is, you've been to Germany. They've left bombed out buildings everywhere, so no one ever forgets what the hell ever happened. You go into Nuremberg, there's bombed out buildings still there by design because they don't want anyone to ever forget how long it was. Not that long ago that country was brought to its knees by following an evil, horrible dictator.
Well, yeah, and that's why they left Dachau there.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's why they left it there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's there right up on a plaque. It's there as a memorial and a rather stark reminder to never do that again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which concentration camp you saw, but that's the
same
probably
one
of the most more Americans have seen than any other.
Yeah.
Because it was easy and it was in what is used to be West Germany.
Yeah, no, it's that's the one we went to. And Dick, thank you very much. I appreciate your input on this, and thank you very much for the nice words. No, you. Let me here. I'll tell you what. Here's what I want you to do. Before people dismiss, before people go on out there and they don't understand this, there are two places you can take people here, right in the metro area, that will give you an idea of what sacrifice is and what horrible things can be done to other human beings. The first place I want you to go is I want you to go over towards Fort Snelling. And if you get to the old turret that's still there, you can look down on the river. Now, it's not open now, but it's in the summertime, you can go down there and you can look down to the river. Down there was a Native American concentration camp, for lack of a better way to say it, where they rounded up Native Americans and then shipped them down the river, or shipped them up the river, technically, from that point, as part of the purging of Native Americans from the white settlers' quote-unquote territory. And there's a lot of people that died down there. I mean, we talk about the hangings after the uprising in 1863 that happened, that in Mankato, as well as also over in the Fort Snelling area. But this was innocent people. This was women and children. And I'm not saying the people that were, the people who were, I completely understand Native Americans being upset. You see what's going on in this country in the 1800s, 1860s. You see this force that just kind of keeps pushing you further and further towards the Pacific. I understand why you guys got upset. Absolutely. The family members that were rounded up of Native Americans and chucked into that concentration camp, that is truly a blemish on Minnesota's history. And I wish we did. I mean, if you go down to Fort Snelling State Park, there's a building down there that talks about that. They have some stuff. I think they need to do more for that, to remember that, because we need to remember what happened there, all right? We need to not only remember the fact that, the idea that, the white America just pushed these Native Americans off their land, and we had no intention of respecting anything that they stood for at all, in any capacity. But we also need to understand that there were war crimes that went along with this that are not, these wounds are still open. And if you don't go on out there and acknowledge that sort of thing, that's something that's a shame on all of us. Shame on all of us. Read up on that. Understand that happened. That's not in Europe. That's not something that's hard to, that happened right here. But if you don't know about it, it becomes something that, which is really kind of a crime. We should know about crimes against humanity that have occurred within the state of Minnesota under the auspices of the state government and the federal government at that point. The other place I want to send you is Fort Snelling Cemetery, because you want to fly the flag of the Confederacy. Well, there are a few gravestones over there that you are purposely violating the people that fought against that. You want to support the Nazis? You want to make a cutesy little video about a date thing? I'll go over there and check out how many of those headstones over there are dated between 1941 and 1945. Take a look at them. Take a look at them. And tell them how much harmless fun it is. Tell them. There have been times where this country has made mistakes, and it made horrible mistakes that we need to atone ourselves for. There's also been times where this country has been on the right side of history, and we have fought against evil people, whether that is evil, racist, hell-bent on keeping minorities as slaves, or a demon dictator in a foreign land who's trying to annihilate an entire religion. But we have been on the right side of history occasionally, and we shouldn't trample all over that. This is one of the things I do not understand about this country right now. How in the world did we get to a point where so many people of the greatest, quote unquote, the greatest generation, the people that fought the Nazis, are embracing a political party that's welcoming them in? How in the world did we get to this point? Did you guys forget? When you look at Trump talk about there were good Nazis at Charlottesville, how in the world did anyone who had a family member that fought in World War II, how did any of you guys not look at this and go, what? What? Not these guys again. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I tell you what, let's take a break at this point. I'll come on back. We'll finish up the show for the week. Let's get into this. Yeah. Trump's in trouble. So is Ivanka, and so is Don Jr. And by the way, you wonder why the North Korea summit information was released today? They are desperately trying to get the fact that Cohen has flipped on all of them and handed over evidence of them and their wrongdoings. They're trying to get that to go away. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are 4 delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef Carrie and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., 2 award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their 2 convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop. OP.
AM 950. be the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's go to Dave in St. Louis Park here before I get into why Trump today is frantically trying to change the subject of what this country's talking about. Welcome on in, Dave.
Well, yeah, the two books I was going to suggest to everybody is there's a book by a guy named Christopher Browning, and it's called Ordinary Men, and it's about a SS Polizei battalion that was in Poland during the Final Solution. It's a very grim book, but it's very enlightening in a way. And the other one is about the concentration camp system. It's called KL, and it's by a guy named Nicholas Boxman. And it's about how the concentration camp system originated and how it developed throughout Germany and how the German people kind of grudgingly accepted its existence, even though a lot of them actually thought it was a good thing.
Dave, thank you very much. I appreciate it. There was a lot of people in Germany that were on board with what was going on. The Nazis learned that you could convince people to believe something if you inundated them with media. And that is what they did. And so they inundated them with media to get them to believe what they wanted to. We have they basically convinced people the Jews were horrible, the Jews were bad, the Jews were evil, and henceforth the people went along with it. And why do you think I keep screaming about the fact that the whole thing with the border wall? What is everything about Trump says? They're evil, they're wrong, they're covered in diseases, they're terrorists, there isn't a unjustified smear that Trump will not throw at the undocumented workers trying to come across the southern border to vilify them, to justify this hatred. And how many people go along with it? I mean, how many people every day do I have to talk to that, you don't understand, they need to stay where they were. They shouldn't have been coming here. Their kids deserve to be lost in the system. I'm dead serious. There's some psychopath woman on my Facebook page today talking about these kids that got separated from the parents and lost in the federal government system, they deserved it. What? Wow, that is how scary stuff. You have to learn from history, and you cannot just take, like I said, the amount of people that have forfeited their own brains in this country to support what's going on here. It is reminiscent of other evil times. It is. And you'll be damn straight, I'm going to do everything in my power to fight to make sure it doesn't get any worse. Please. Democratic chairman of the two House committees pledged to Friday to investigate a report that Donald Trump directed his personal attorney to lie to Congress about negotiations over a real estate project in Moscow during the 2016 election. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said, "We will do what's necessary to find out what's true." He said the allegation that Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie in his 2017 testimony to Congress, once again, while he was in the White House, while Trump was after the election, this was from the White House this lie came from, so this wasn't campaign. In an effort to curtail the investigation and cover up the business dealings with Russia is among the most serious to date, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, said directing a subordinate to lie to Congress is a federal crime. The House Judiciary Committee's job is to get to the bottom of it. We'll do just that work. The report by BuzzFeed News, citing two unnamed law enforcement officials, says that Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress and that Cohen regularly briefed Trump on his family on the Moscow project, even as Trump said he had no business dealings with Russia. So, a few things about this. Now, the entire White House response is that this is all Cohen. And I want to make sure we say this. BuzzFeed got this from two law enforcement officials, not from Cohen. So this is not about Cohen sharing information to try to win sway over public appeal. This is stuff behind the scenes. Every single official White House spokesperson who has gone to talk primarily to Fox News about this issue has not denied it's true. They have basically bashed on Cohen. They have bashed on him. But not once have they said, this is an outright lie. Trump never told him to lie. Never once. They haven't. They're all basically dancing around the subject, and they don't want to admit it. And the other thing, which is also kind of interesting about this, is that this is going to net Ivanka and Don Jr. too. This is trouble, because if you read the BuzzFeed report, the evidence of what happened here came from official emails, texts, correspondence that happened. BuzzFeed story says Cohen told Mueller that Trump personally instructed him to lie about the timing of the project in order to obscure Trump's involvement. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, scoffed at the report, saying in the statement, "If you believe Cohen, I can get you a good deal on a cash, get you a good all cash deal on the Brooklyn Bridge." Mind you, he's not saying he's lying. He's putting out a non-denial denial. Hey, if you want to trust him, fine. Well, okay, well, how about I trust him? Don't do that. Why not? Did Trump tell him to lie? Michael Cohen's a liar. Okay, you're not answering the question. Cohen pleaded guilty in November to lying to Congress in 2017 to cover up what he was renegotiating, the real estate deal in Moscow, on Trump's behalf during the heat of the presidential campaign. The charge was brought by Mueller and was the result of a cooperation of the probe. Cohen is recently sentenced to 3 years in prison for pleading guilty to tax crimes, bank fraud, and campaign violations. He's scheduled to testify before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Something tells me they're going to try to stop this, that Trump is going to try to tie this up in court. And once again, mind you, this is absolutely why. I mean, earlier today, there was this so-called breakthrough on the Chinese trade deal to try to get everyone changed. That didn't take. All of a sudden, oh, we're having another summit with North Korea. Oh, that's all we want to talk about. No. They're desperately trying to hide this. This is why we have a government shutdown right now. We have a government shutdown because Trump is desperate to keep this story off the front pages. And mark my words, if the Republicans actually ever grow a freaking spine and actually do what they're supposed to do and get this government back open again against Trump's will, within about 30 days, I'm going to guarantee you Trump's going to going to send troops someplace to attack someone, because these are about the only things you can do to get this stuff off the front page. And Trump is desperate to get this stuff off the front page. Especially now that his daughter is involved, because I don't think he cares at all about his sons. I think, you know, he's the kind of dad that opens up the door and lets Eric and Don Jr. run into the backyard and close it. And, you know, it's fenced in and they're fine back there. You know, Ivanka is the one that, you know, he's, trying to groom to be his heir apparent. And the fact that now she is, you should read her denial is really pretty magnificent, because it's, once again, it doesn't deny it. And as a matter of fact, it almost puts her into a harsher light. If the BuzzFeed story is true, President Trump must resign or be impeached, tweeted Texas Representative Joaquin Castro, a member of the House Intelligence Panel. William Barr, Trump's nominee for attorney general, said at his Senate confirmation hearing on Tuesday that a president or anyone who directs a witness to lie is illegally obstructing an investigation. That statement attracted attention given Barr's expansive views on presidential powers and his belief the president can't be scrutinized by prosecutors for acts the Constitution allows them to take. So basically, and there's another one. I don't think I'm going to be surprised if William Barr actually becomes the attorney general now, because he's on the record saying this exact thing. I'm not going to get, as the Attorney General, I'm not going to get in the way of and stop. So if you've done this and there's evidence that you've done this, you're going to be held accountable for that. Amy Klobuchar has already said she doubts she will vote for him. Mark my words, I guarantee there are going to be a few Republicans as well that all of a sudden, hey, I don't think he should be the Attorney General. I am back on Thursday. You have a wonderful weekend. Until then, see ya.